A study by the Washington, D.C. consumer group Food and Water Watch says the federal share of clean water spending has shrunk from 78% 30 years ago to 3% today. The group says Wisconsin lists its wastewater infrastructure needs at $966 million, but got just $29 million from the Bush administration last year. Wisconsin DNR official Bruce Baker says a switch from a grant program to a loan program also hurts.
The benefit of getting the federal fund increased back up to higher levels would be less burden for local taxpayers that are being asked to fund things that aren't supported by federal funds. And that means, in some cases, the replacement or expansion of wastewater treatment facilities.
Baker also says some communities are forming stormwater agencies to raise local funds. Food and Water Watch says it's time to create a National Clean Water Trust Fund. Group Executive Director Winona Hodder says she acknowledges the Bush administration gives priority to funding the Iraq War.
Well, I think it's a matter of priorities, and I think that having clean and safe and affordable drinking water for future generations has to be a number one priority.
Other groups say the national $500 billion gap in clean water infrastructure funding is close to what the U.S. has spent in Iraq. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.